Welcome to the Sunsplash Mix Show. I am Selecta Princess.
I am Ja Prince, and we're still celebrating International Women's Month. So sister, my real sister, who often goes to Jamaica, she said, "Nah, mommy, hear about that song. I think you played on the radio. Tell them about the song Steppa Princess. When did you hear Steppa?"
The first time I heard it was on Irie FM, but I know there are many other stations that are playing it as well. And you have such an OG stepper with you. Tell us about that single.
Let me tell you, it's nice to hear that Irie FM is on to Steppa. I'm very glad to hear that it's playing on the Jamaica radio stations. And boy, Big Youth and I, we go back a long way, you know, Big Youth and my family, I should say. Go back a long way. You know, you may see some of the pictures. There's one picture I see Ziggy post recently with him, Big Youth, and Bob on the steps of the museum. The very famous steps at the museum. So that's to show you how long we go back. Ziggy was still in shorts, you know. So that's a long time. I mean, I remember him picked me up from school when I was going to Melrose all age. I couldn't be more than like 10 or 11. And he picked me up from school on the bike. You know, that time he was riding that same bike. I think he has an album cover with that bike on it. I don't know if it's an S90 or a Suzuki 100. I don't remember what it's called because I'm not the bike pro. My son, Matthew, is the bike pro. He knows all about the different kind of bikes. But, and when I went onto this bike, I burned my foot.
Oh.
So this is what I used to draw about Big Youth the other day. I said, "Look, you remember, you know, says you, your bike is the first bike I burned my foot on." He said, "Share it, man. Nobody tell nobody that, man." But yeah, man, he was like our real godfather, you know, our real babysitter back in the days, you know?
Yes.
Music now gets to be released in such a digital age, but you guys have put together, what would you say, Princess? A mini movie. For Steppa, give us some history. How did you come up with the concept and, you know, the vision of coming up with a Steppa movie?
Oh, I like that, you know, because my daughter, that's what she said. She said, "Video now is like a mini documentary." You know, my daughter, Denisha, she's a creative. She's an activist. Guru. She's an actress. And now she's a mother, to add to all of that.
Yeah.
But when it was time... You know, we did our first video together for the Just One More Morning when I did over that song, my mother's song. I did it over a few years ago and said, "Okay, Nisha, we have to do a video." She just had the baby and she was like, "Okay, mom, we're on it."
Oh.
You know, the baby was on our side and she was directing and da-da-da. So I said to her, "You know, from now on, you're going to be my video director. Hey, I sent you to school." You know, so that was her idea. I may have put a few thoughts in it, you know, because I gave her the history of, you know, her dad and I. And that mini movie was really the history of Peter Prendergast and Sharon Marley.
Yeah.
You know, so to find the people to do it and to get include Big Youth in it is like Big Youth was my favorite godfather in the video. You know, he would pop up every now and then, and it was pure joy.
Yeah.
You know, when Big Youth came on set the day and he saw my outfit, he was like, "Why you never tell him to bring my shiny shoes?" And we kept saying to him, "But you can't go back for the shiny shoes." So it was just a natural vibe, you know, natural energy.
And it certainly showed in the video because I felt like Big Youth just nudge the video on the characters to get together. It was really a great storyline.
He's a character. He really is an entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the whole nine yards of it.
So who wrote the song?
Yeah. Well, the song was written by my son Ingemar. You know, I have three sons and one daughter.
Mm.
So that was Ingemar's written two songs from, you know, that I've actually performed. He wrote Butterflies and he wrote Steppa. So he's the writing genius of the family. Mm-hmm. You know, and like Danisha said to me this morning, she said, "Mommy, it's so great to see all your kids spread all over the world, and wherever you go, they're there." to play their part, you know. So that's a blessing for me as a mother, and it shows that I did my job the best I could when raising them, you know. So Injumar is my songwriter. I will not share him with anybody. And he has a couple more tracks on my upcoming album. You know, he's written a couple more tracks. So looking forward to letting everyone hear that, you know.
Yeah. There we go. There we go. Forthcoming album. Let's talk about just being an artist, right? Being a creative in this modern age. You're ready to go back on the road and perform on stages. Are you ready as the artist?
You know what? I think I did that. I put in the time as it pertains to doing that hard work, because it's hard work, you know. And then I started to have children, and I was like, I pulled the children on tour with me. They were on tour bus, coming out 3 o'clock in the morning from one hotel, going on the bus to drive another 5 hours to the next venue. And so I put in that hard work already. So this time it's about enjoying the experience of creativity. You know, it's about sharing my knowledge, sharing my energy in a more intimate setting. You know, I don't see myself on Sunsplash, and I don't see myself on, you know, the big touring circuits. I see myself in more intimate setting, doing a conversation and singing and sharing that positive energy, that 432 hertz love frequency. You know, that's where I am at right now.
Yeah. So now that you mentioned the love frequency, tell us again, let us ingest it again. This is the title for the upcoming album.
I'm not going to tell you, but you're smart. You're smart. But I am willfully went into the studio with my producer, Leroy Romans, and I said to him, you know what? I just don't want to do regular music. You know, I'm at a stage of my life where I think I can bring something more to ones and ones out there. You know, I think because somebody told me about the frequencies, you know, there's a frequency for depression. There's a frequency for when you can't sleep. There's a frequency for making you become more, less insecure. There's a frequency for everything. So I started to tap into that. And I said to Leroy, you know what? I want to record music on the love frequency. What is that? And he really related to it, and we started to do some research. And like a year down the line after that, I heard Andre 3000 come out with his whole album on the love frequency. I was like, okay, so maybe I'm on the right track, you know. And there are other people out there who are doing that. You know, I haven't listened to his album yet, but I need to. I really need to. Yeah. And so now all of my music is going to be recorded at that frequency. I need to make a change in the world. I might not be able to touch every single soul, but that's the most I can do from my space, you know?
We only have her for a couple of minutes. Her name is Ms. Sharon Marley. And like you said, we reach a certain stage. We have knowledge that we want to pass on. Not everybody is listening. Not everybody wants a mentor. But you have the opportunity and platforms. And there's somebody in Jamaica that's like, what might be that one thing? Like, listen, young artists, older artists, if you would only focus on this, I almost guarantee success in this music.
Do it from your heart, you know, and do it with the right intention. Because my family, my parents, when they went out to work, I mean, making money was one thing, but they had a mission, you know? They had a mission, whether they were together as a couple or, you know, at ends with each other, they had a mission. And they agreed to fulfill this mission from very early in their relationship, you know, when they first met. My mother brought Rastafari to Bob and taught him about what this is, and that became their mission. So that would be my, I'm not counseling anybody, but do it from your heart. If it's going to be long living music you want to make, then do it from your heart, you know? We grew up in such a way where we find ourselves mentoring even if we didn't want to, you know? But that's how we were raised, you know? So that's really what it is.
It's all in the presence of being present, being yourself. Yeah. That certainly exudes with your family. And I would like for you to share all your social media with everyone. Where can they watch that mini movie, Step Up?
Hey. Well, you know, I'm on Instagram. All this is new to me, you know. So I'm glad I have children who can say, Mommy, you need to go live. Like, what's that? You know, how do you go live? But yeah, I'm on Instagram at I am Sharon Marley. And I do have a website, SharonMarley.com. And of course, Steppa is streaming on all the music platforms. You know, I have a YouTube channel, the whole thing. Yay. Just put in my name. I'm on Facebook. I have people doing this. It's not me, but, you know, it's me still, you know? Mm-hmm.
I just thought of one other thing. It's obvious that T-shirt is Gone Gal Business. So tell me about the T-shirt, please.
I'm trying to tell you, you know what? Like I said, we were raised to be leaders. All of us that raised in the same family. We were raised to be considerate of others. We were raised to be mindful of how we carry ourselves. And so my sister is she's highlighting this project, Protect Caribbean Women. And, you know, she just take it off of her body yesterday and said, put on this and carry it back when you're done. You know, so whatever my family is promoting, I'm promoting. You know, plus it's for a worthy cause.
Okay.
You know, come on now. Who wouldn't want to wear this T-shirt and do what it says?
Yes.
You know, so that's what this T-shirt is about. Anything my sister want me to do, may I do it vice versa. We are Gang Girls. I don't know if you ever hear the song called Girls Night Out, produced by Mikey Bennett. I'm bringing back Gang Girls on stage, you know, me, Erica, and Cindela. We're coming out there, you know, watch out.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, man. Wow. Keep your eyes on the prize, right?
Yes.
There we go. Yeah, so man. Summertime, we're going to circle back again. We're going to talk to the bosses in the business, the Gang Gal Entertainment. Nice. We're going to talk about the museum and anything else that Sharon wants to bring to the summertime.
Yeah, man. Thank you for having me. Yeah, man.
Thank you.
And big up to the brother and sister crew. More power to you.
Love. Exactly.